Do you have any tips for like the future producers that might get into the same thing that you're doing now, or like any other type of techniques or things that gets them help them get started, or anything that you advise you want to pass down to the next future producers?
Run it like a business. From what I've done in my, from just being in here about a year, I ran it just like I did promotions if I was DJing. And I use YouTube, I use Instagram, I use Facebook and everything else like that. You want to run it like a business. Treat it like a business, and you're going to have to put in work. There are going to be long hours that you're going to be editing. There are going to be times where you got to go to a two-hour drive just to get to a model because she can't make it to you. Do you really want to suit her? And just be creative, most and foremost. Be creative. And I'm not knocking the viewers. I love my viewers, and I know the models love the viewers, and the viewers love the models. But be firm in what you believe in. Just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't mean that you have to sell yourself and say, hey, I'm going to sacrifice one of my model's feelings or security with me to gain just a couple of extra $100.
Right, because these models are your family. This is something that you're building here. You're building a relationship and trust with the people that you hire or bring back or anything else like that. Your job is to make sure that they are comfortable, they feel safe around you, and the fact that there's no issues.
Exactly, because at the end, like I said at the beginning of the interview, if they're not, it would essentially, if there's no models, there is no Giantess crew, and this is the reason why it's happening, then everything needs to be okay with them. First and foremost, my whole goal is to make sure the models is okay. I don't care how much money you have because I'm not money hungry, and I told people that before. Me or the models is not money hungry. So we're not trying, I'm not gonna do more than anything than what they have already done.
Right, because they're important to what you do, and you don't want to have any sort of, you want them feeling uncomfortable, or some dude's just trying to get whatever fancy he wants by trying to be like, I have all the money, man. Hey, I got like $500. Can you do this thing? Come on, you got to do it. And you're like, I don't want to because it's up to her. It's not pretty much up to me just to forcefully do it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it, and here's the crazy, if I asked them, they probably would do it. My forte. All the clients that I know, hey, I'm not in it to take your money. I don't need your money. I'm in it to build relationships and to make sure that everything to be creative. And if a producer or a viewer can't understand that, then we don't need to be talking, man. Sometimes I know I come off as an asshole to some of the viewers, but I'm just blunt. I don't want to tell you something and then there's room to speculate, oh, well, maybe that he meant this. No, I'm very blunt on how I feel and what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do.
Right, which is like, it's totally understandable, which is, I'm glad that you know you're looking out for your models and the people that, you know, were able to do this with you. And I'm glad you continue doing that. Now, since I see you on Instagram a lot doing your live feeds, and I follow you on your like your websites and the movies that you produce and everything, you have to wonder, man, is it better for you to like make live like videos or something in the Instagram to show like the people and ask them ask questions, or would you rather it be like one of those live streams or something maybe? Because I understand, because people on Instagram, not trying to down anybody on Instagram, people out there that use Instagram, but there are some people out there that can't, you know, keep it in their pants.
Yeah. What I'll say, I'm going to start out with this. I didn't realize that the only studio doing that. I didn't realize not a lot of other studios were making live videos. And I think that's a tribute to us. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's still a privilege. Because at the end of the day, the model, if she doesn't want to do it, she's not going to do it. And that's it coming from me. And I think the viewer has to be respectful of that as well. If the model does not want to do it, we have to treat it like a privilege. Because whenever they get on there, they don't want to talk about, I mean, they want to ask you their feedback, but they don't want to talk about, oh, let me see your hands, or crush me with your feet. A lot of times they don't want to hear that. They just want to talk to you on a regular thing.
Right, because they're like normal people, man. It's not like they're like objects or something. Talk to them like a normal person, because then it at least shows that you at least, like, you know, you don't think about it all the time, 24/7. I mean, like, I could tell people on Instagram the same thing. It's like, okay, I understand you guys like seeing the girl, seeing how she, like, wants to talk about this stuff. But remember, she is still a person. You got to respect she doesn't want to talk about it or anything like that. She just wants to ask your questions and your personal.
At the end of the day, you have to, it's all about respect at the end of the day. If they feel like, hey, these motherfuckers are weird, and I'm not knocking people who get excited, people that listen and think, oh, I think all of you is a weird. That's not the case. But what is the case is that there are people out there who take it the extra step, and you need to back down, because at the end of the day, that still is a privilege. The models like to do it because it's something that, you know, they get to see, and it's exciting to them, and everything else like that. But let's just be respectful towards them.